Hey, Reece Dan here. Welcome to episode 51 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to touch on the haters that you might receive going for selection. Now, haters might be a bit stronger term, all right? You might get just some people who are negative, all right? You might not get direct haters. You know, I didn't get any direct haters when I was going for selection. I didn't have anyone say, look, fuck with, you're not going to get in, you're shit, all right? I didn't have anything like that. But you'll still get people, you know, you might get that, right? And that's purely just their people's insecurities and their, I guess, negative thought patterns and processes. They're putting their shit on you. You don't want to let that happen, obviously. But you might just get people that are indirectly hating on you or sort of being negative without them realizing it, right? So if you tell people, once they find out you're going for selection or even just in a selection conversation, you know, they might say that, oh, you know, they might have gone for selection. And I remember before I went for selection, I had some guys say, that went for selection. And they were really negative about the experience because they didn't get in. And they were trying to blame it on everyone else. You know, I remember there was a SIG that I used to live with who came back from commando selection and said that, you know, the instructors just hated SIGs. Right? And they were just ragging on him until he quit. Oh, and you get a lot of people like that that try selection fail, and they're so negative about the process because they didn't get in, you know, not really taking ownership of that situation and understanding where their failings are, and then being so negative and caught up in their sort of self-loathing that they never go back, right? They don't identify what they need to do to improve and go back. So they're going to be negative. You're going to get those people. But then you'll get other people that they'll say things like, oh, I knew so-and-so, I knew this person that went for selection and they didn't get in and they were a really good soldier, or I don't know how anyone gets in. You might get people, especially if you're going the direct recruiting scheme, you'll get people say, oh, I don't know how you look on social media and look on different YouTubes, YouTube videos, and different forums. You'll say that, oh, nobody, you'll hear people say, nobody gets through DRS, all right? Which is absolutely not true. Even though it's a really hard process, there's still people that get through. So you get people like that, all right? That they're not written, you know, directly having a go at you, but they are hating to a certain extent. They're just being really negative about the whole selection process. And yes, selection is fucking hard, all right? Yes, it's not for everyone, all right? Yes, a lot of people fail, but also a lot of people aren't. They're just not ready for it. They don't know how to get ready, and they have a go and they fail. And if they don't take that, you know, extreme ownership, as Jocko Willink talks about, but if they don't really take that on board and identify their weaknesses and take on board the feedback that they probably get as well from the selection staff, and they don't choose to then improve and go again, you know, those people can be really negative about the whole selection experience. So you don't want to listen to those people, right? You want to listen to and surround yourself with people who are positive about the experience and really going to try hard in preparing for selection, right? You want to hang around those people. Just don't tell people. Just don't tell those fucking people that you're going for selection until you fuck off, do selection, pass, and then you come back and get your shit, all right? And then they can sort of stew in their own negativity or choose to change if they want to. The other thing to think about is when you get on selection, all right, like that SIG that I talked about, when you get on selection, you might go through some stages where you'll feel like the instructors are hating on you, all right? And they're obviously not doing that. You know, they're not hating on you because they actually hate you. They don't fucking know you from a bar of soap. But they're going through that process. They're going through a process, as we do as staff members on selection, you know, to try and put you under the pump, or to not try, to actually put you under the pump, see how you respond. And that generally happens to all candidates. So if that happens, you know, you just got to take it on board. You just got to realize that it happens to everyone. It's not personal. Okay, you might get, yes, you might, and I remember when I was helping out on selection, you might get some candidates that you think, that guy fucking rubs me the wrong way, and you'll fucking get into him, you know, just because you don't like them, or they've done something, they've looked at you the wrong way, they've back-chatted, whatever the case may be, you just don't like them, all right? And so that might happen. And so fucking what? You just got to deal with it, all right? So you might get the instructors that are hating on you because they don't like you, all right? But again, they don't know you. It's not personal. They might just be doing it, or they're probably just doing it because that's what you got to do as instructors. You want to put people under the pump. You want to see how they respond. And hopefully you're going to respond in a positive way. All right. So don't take it personally. Don't react negatively when you're on selection, when you're getting that heat from the instructors. Just realize it's part of the fucking game. Keep your emotions in check. Realize it happens to everyone. And if you take it and you don't act respond negatively, act in a positive manner, you get done what you need to do, they're going to move on. All right. They're going to go, okay, this candidate's good to go. And they're going to test somebody else, right? So they're all the sort of dudes that you might encounter going for selection, all right? Or when you're on the selection course. So if you get the haters, realize that it's not you, all right? It's more about them than anything else. Realize that those negative people that indirectly have a go at you or have a go at the selection process are probably not in the right headspace to do that, and or they don't know what they're fucking talking about anyway. Right, so what you want to do, if you want to go for selection, you want to be positive about it and you want to get a plan and put a plan in place to ensure that you're going to be ready, and you either don't tell anyone you're fucking doing selection or you hang around the right people that are on that same path as you. All right, so if you want help preparing for selection, make sure you hit me up, operatorage.com/selection. Or send me an email, reese@operatorage.com. And I've got a whole group of over 650 dudes and girls that are preparing up and going, preparing and going for selection. Okay, they're in my Indefatigable program. So if you want to talk about that, hit me up and we'll discuss it. We'll get on the phone and we'll discuss it and we'll get you ready for selection. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks once again for all the support. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.